Programs is all about
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart Centered Life.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life. Working too many.
That was Alex Robert Holmes with the Heart Centered Life theme song. And Heart Centered Life is all about putting heart back into your life and having purpose, passion, and play. Well, good morning. My name's Ellen Contenti. I'm the founder and host, and I'm excited about our 12-segment series about the bigger game. I'm a certified bigger game trainer and coach, and I'm leading two upcoming workshops. One's in April, the 25th and 26th in Los Angeles, and one in June on the 27th and 28th in New York City. And you can learn more about both of them on our website at heartcenteredprogram.com. And it's the bigger game is based on Rick Tamlin's philosophy that life is all made up. And if it's all made up, why not make it one you want to live? So last show, I introduced you to what the bigger game is and how you play it. And today's segment is all about, no, not that, what's missing, or more of that. It's about activating your hunger. And hunger is one of the 9 squares on the bigger game board. And it's one of the first areas that people explore. Hunger is what you feel in your belly. And when you're on this square, it begs you to ask yourself, what am I hungry for in my life? Do you know? Or are you standing in front of your metaphysical or virtual refrigerator trying to figure it out? Right? What is it that you want to be doing with your life? What are you hungry for? And when we tap into that hunger, when we feel that hunger, it means we're alive. And it also means that we need to feed that hunger. Yet so many of us are either, you know, afraid to, we don't know what it is, or we're afraid to want what we want. Or if we do know what it is that we want, it's just too much work, right? Or it's just too complicated to make the changes. Now, if you don't know what you want, what you're hungry for, one way to activate the hunger is to look around what's going on in your world. Right? Sometimes it's looking within. Sometimes it's looking at what's going on in your family or your community. And there's 3 things that truly activate your hunger. No, not that. What's missing? And more of that. So let's look at each of these and see what gets activated within us. So no, not that. Right. So what do you observe within yourself or your community that you feel needs to stop? Maybe it's something deeply personal or deeply upsetting. You know, things like diseases, illnesses, crimes, they fall into this area. For example, for myself, a no, not that came up for me when I was experiencing both of my twin teenagers going through a very challenging emotional time in their lives. And both of them, they were put on 72-hour hold. And there's a lot of shame around that. And what came up for me when I was playing the bigger game was that, no, not that. There should not be shame around when somebody is depressed. There should not be shame around talking about something that is so important that we need to do something about. So that activated a hunger within me to be more vocal about that, to talk more about that. That's just one example. Rick Tamlin's book, Play the Bigger Game, and also at the workshop, he talks about Alice Cole and how her hunger got activated. Now, some of you may know the story about Alice Cole. She was actually a African-American descendant of slaves who was freed after the Civil War. And she lived in a community called Bayview, and it was hidden away. It's in Virginia. It was hidden away from more affluent retirement and residential communities. It's a 300-year-old village, and it was pretty much neglected. And what happened was the state decided that they were going to open up a maximum security prison literally right in their front yard. And it activated a hunger within Alice Coles, an uneducated descendant of African American slaves, making literally $5, a week, to rally her community to say, no, not that. There will not be a maximum security prison in our backyard. And she literally changed her entire community and world by stopping the prison from coming into her community and literally rebuilding what they had. And we'll talk more about Alice Coles at our workshops. Very powerful story of no, not that. Let's look at the next one, which is what's missing. This comes from a need that's been overlooked, or literally what's missing. When you look around your world and you say, you know, I really wish that, you know, what's missing? And if I use my own personal example of how my hunger got activated, you know, what's missing is education in the school for parents around self-harming behaviors and signs of depression in teenagers, right? There's not a lot that's really being talked about or taught about that in our community. So that's a personal example for me of what's missing. In the book, Rick talks about a man by the name of Ibrahim Salih. And after coming to the United States from Ghana to play basketball, he saw a huge disparity between the life that he left and the poverty and his new life in the United States. Now, he could go on to make millions of dollars as a basketball player. But what he realized was, you know, his hunger got activated by what's missing. And he decided at age 19 to start a foundation, and he raised funds to build programs in Ghana to provide food, health care, and other basic necessities because that hunger was so strong for him. So that is what's missing. So let's look at the third hunger, which is more of that. So many times this hunger gets activated from the other two. So after creating something positive, we often want to widen its reach and spread it around, right? Or we just see good in the world. And we're like, you know, I wish there was more of that, more smiling faces. That's one of the reasons that I started heart-centered programs, was I wanted more people to feel joy and feel happy about their lives. And she's an award-winning sociologist who created what's called Hope Meadows. And it's a groundbreaking community to help foster children. And her hunger actually got activated through Know Not That and What's Missing in terms of helping foster children find permanent homes and also have a better future. And through creating Hope Meadows, she decided that she wanted more of that. She wanted to be able to provide the same type of program everywhere, not just in one community. So it expanded into Generations of Hope, and it spread across the United States, and she opened up communities nationwide. And so it can very easily go from one little thing that gets activated, and it just grows and grows. And that's what we mean by playing bigger or playing a bigger game. So as I said, for me personally, this hunger is activated in my desire to widen my reach to help more people find joy in their everyday lives. So just doing this radio show, I can reach more people than just one-on-one or the workshops that I do locally. Expanding online programs, conducting workshops now on both coasts allows me to feed that hunger. So once you awaken that hunger, you have to do something about it. That's what it feels like. It's like you're so hungry, you need to feed it. Now, Abraham Maslow, who a lot of us knew, in school, we learned about him. He talks about human hunger, and actually human hunger for meaning, as a need of self-actualization. And he talks about the triangle of fulfilling our needs from the very basic at the bottom, which is hunger and shelter, all the way up to the very top, which is our need to self-actualize. And it's this hunger that drives us towards creating a better life for ourselves and our communities. And we want to keep this fire in our belly burning. We want to feel that all of our lives. It keeps us motivated, and it keeps us compelled to find our purpose. And that's what our next show is going to be all about. Series, segment 3 in the series is on the next square, which is compelling purpose. So until then, and that will be actually Thursday morning, same time, 10 o'clock, we will do our next show on compelling purpose. So until then, I want you to have a heart-filled day and dial up your own hunger. Really stand on your virtual square of hunger and see what gets activated for yourself. And again, you can learn more about the bigger game and how you can participate in playing on our website at heartcenteredprograms.com. And for now, I want to say have a beautiful day, and I will speak to you all on Thursday.
You're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife, and listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough, need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life, don't let the world cause you so much strife, and listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.